Friends, the 21st chapter of the first New Testament book, the Gospel of Matthew, informs us that when Jesus cleansed the temple from buying and selling, this rebuked the contemporary Jewish establishment for misuse of the sanctified house of prayers. The leaders obviously felt embarrassed and humiliated before the crowds who admired Jesus' courage and acknowledged him as the Son of David, the promised Messiah King. So the leaders unsuccessfully sought to intimidate Jesus and challenge his authority. Jesus addressed them with a parable, saying, "What do you think? A man had two sons. And he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir,' but did not go." Friends, this simple parable about two sons is straightforward. The first son initially declined to carry out his father's request, but later changed his mind and fulfilled his father's will. This represented those who repent of their disobedience to God's will. The second son initially sounded respectful and seemed cooperative and agreeable, but he ignored his father's will. His attitude represented those who do not keep their promises and express false and insincere religious convictions. Jesus continued by asking the religious leaders this question: which of the two did the will of his father? This simple question did not require much thought. Their answer was straightforward. They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him." Friends, Jesus reminded them of the mission of God's faithful prophet, John the Baptizer. As God's messenger, John came to prepare the way for Jesus, the promised Messiah Savior. He called on all Israelites to recognize their inability to deliver themselves from the heavy burden of the sinful nature inherited from fallen first Adam, the father of all humanity. They needed the redeeming work of the holy second Adam, the heavenly Messiah. He delivers them and all who repent of unbelief and trust him to receive divine forgiveness and new lives. The Israelite leaders, the elders and chief priests, looked respectable and religious. They expressed themselves using pious words. Supposedly, they represented faithful loyalty to the worship of God. Yet, their actions revealed rebellious self-centeredness and self-righteous pride. They rejected John's message of repentance and ignored his call for them to believe in Jesus. Instead, they vehemently opposed and slandered Jesus and constantly attempted to stop the crowds from following him. Friends, Jesus' simple parable about a father and his two sons exposed the phony nature of self-righteous religion. He confronted the people of religion whose attitude was like the second son, who politely told his father he would obey, but actually never did. In contrast, the despised tax collectors and even prostitutes recognized their sinfulness and the shame of displeasing God. With broken hearts, they repented and humbly turned away from sin. They heeded John's call to follow Jesus, the true Messiah. They trusted and embraced Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.